Leah, thanks so much for having a chat this morning.
Thank you for having me in.
Terrific to talk to you. Tell me about Operation Sunshine WA. What is it?
So Operation Sunshine is a 100% volunteer run not-for-profit, and we provide support to women and children experiencing domestic violence, disadvantage, and children and young people entering out of home care right across WA.
It's been going since 2015.
Yes.
Has the need for it grown in that time?
The need has grown. The awareness of our organisation has grown. So the demand on us has grown purely based on organisations are aware and putting in requests, but also the number of people they're servicing has also grown. So definitely, and particularly last year during COVID, the need, it kind of was explosive during that time.
Can you give me a feel for, like, you know, what would be a regular contact that you would have with somebody in the community? What would it look like?
We don't normally have direct contact with the recipients that we service. We more so deal with the agencies, so the Department for Child Protection, women's shelters, other out-of-home care, non-government organisations. They will come to us and request a certain number of packs for their women or for their children, and then they store them, and as the women and children enter through their service, they're distributed, and then we replenish.
A pack contains what, you know what, like if you're dealing with somebody with, say, a 12-year-old child, what is in a pack that would be somehow essential to a 12-year-old in this situation?
Toiletry items, a couple of outfits, pyjamas, underwear, socks, a book to read, colouring book and pencils, a journal and a pen for that age, because it helps for them to be able to write down what they're experiencing and process their trauma in that way.
This is personal for you, isn't it? Don't you think there's a reason that you're doing this work?
Yes, it is very personal for me. I started Operation Sunshine based on my own experience as a child, growing up in significantly violent circumstances, experiencing child abuse, going on to have my my own relationship in domestic violence. So it does come from a very personal place. But then, you know, now seeing the impact that it has on my children and what they're learning from it and developing their level of empathy and caring and kindness towards people in the community, particularly those who are less fortunate, that makes it even more important to me. I get a lot out of it.
Leah Atkinson, thank you for letting me have a chat with you today.
Thank you.